平安
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
今天讲到的主题呢是忠言逆耳。
The theme of today's sermon is the truth hurts.
忠言逆耳，这句话我相信大家都有听过。
I'm sure you've all heard of this phrase before.
古人说呢，良药苦口利于病，忠言逆耳利于心。
As people in the old days say, bitter medicine benefits your health, and truth betters your soul.
这句话的意思就是，好的药呢，虽然不好吃，味道很苦，可是却对有病的人呢有帮助。
The meaning of this is that effective medication might not be pleasant, it may be bitter, but helps the sick to recover.
而忠心诚恳的话呢，往往听起来呢就是不顺耳的，让人听了很不爽的。
Likewise, the truth may not be pleasant to listen to, and it may cause displeasure.
可是这样子的话却可以真正的来纠正改善错误的行为。
However, such words can help to rectify and correct actions.
其实这句话的真理我相信在我们的生活中呢都可以经历得到。
In actual fact, the meaning of this statement can be experienced in our daily lives.
在今天的经文里面呢，我们看到这个以西结就面对这同样的一个难题。
In today's Bible passage, Prophet Ezekiel is faced with the same problem.
在这里呢，神有一个很难吃的药。
God has given medication that is difficult to swallow.
但是以西结他当然不是那个吃药的人。
Of course, Ezekiel is not the one taking this medication.
他是负责要来喂药的人。
He's the one responsible for prescribing it.
可是我们可以想象，当这个药很难吃的时候，这个吃药的人是痛苦的，可是这个喂药的人呢也是痛苦的。
However, when the medicine is bitter and difficult to swallow, it becomes unbearable for both the person taking the medicine and the one giving it.
在座的如果是有做父母的，你就有喂过孩子吃药的，你就明白这个难处。
I'm sure some parents here will be able to identify with that.
吃药是难，喂药有时候也很难。
Feeding someone medicine is more difficult than eating it.
所以以西结这里呢，这位先知他蒙召，然后他要到以色列那里呢去传达这个上帝的信息。
Ezekiel was called by the Lord to be a messenger of the news to the Israelites.
而这个以西结的这个预言呢，详细的内容我们会在过后的讲道里面细细的来看。
Now, further details of this will be covered in further subsequent sermons.
不过今天可以跟大家来透露呢，就是以西结的信息呢，大部分都是审判的话，灾难将要来临的话，是责备的话。
However, I can reveal that Ezekiel's message was largely about God's trial on them and about impending catastrophes.
所以简单的来说呢，以西结的话呢，就是让人听了不爽的话。
Simply put, these are things that Israelites did not want to hear.
所以以西结的信息呢，我们看到让人会有什么哀嚎啦，会有叹息啦，会有悲痛。
From the scripture, the message would lead to reactions of lament, mourning, and woe.
所以简单来说呢，就是良药苦口，忠言逆耳。
Therefore, the medicine is bitter and the truth is unpleasant.
所以以西结的信息呢，就是神呢真实的真实的要对以色列所说的话。
Ezekiel's message was a real warning and a medicine that was unpleasant.
它是良药，它是神心里的忠言。
Ezekiel's message was a warning and it was beneficial.
所以这样子的话呢，当然是以色列所不想听的话。
Hence, it's a message that the Israelites did not want to hear.
他们也不喜欢。要听
didn't want to hear something like that.
而对以西结这个喂药的人呢，当然他的工作就很辛苦了。
Ezekiel was responsible for administering this medication, and he would definitely have his reservations about it.
我们可以想象以西结所要做的呢，是一份很苦的差事，因为这些以色列人都不想听。
It was a monumental task.
有时候呢，吃药是很难，可是我们可以想象那个喂药的人呢，工作更难。
Feeding the medicine is more difficult than eating it.
这么沉重的一个使命呢，神把它交给以西结来做。
Now God entrusted this difficult responsibility to Ezekiel.
今天的经文呢，就是整个神如何交托这个使命给他的一个过程，我觉得非常有意义。
This entrusting of this responsibility, I feel it's very meaningful.
摩西是怎么被神来呼召呢？大家当然是非常熟悉。
I'm sure we're all very familiar with the story of how Moses was called.
今天呢，我们就要来看以西结是如何被呼召。
And today we'll look at Ezekiel's calling.
神是怎么让以西结来接受这么沉重的一个任务呢？
How did God entrust such difficult responsibilities to Ezekiel?
我要带出三个重点。
I have three points to bring up.
第一个重点呢，就是神对以西结坦白。
Firstly, God was being completely honest with Ezekiel.
神对以西结坦白。
He was being honest with him.
一般来说呢，如果你要一个人接受一个艰难的任务，
Usually, if you were to give someone a task,
你一定会强调那个比较好的一面，对不对？
You only mention the good aspects of it.
你应该不会说，哇，你做这个工作，这个工作是九死一生的。
You will not say the odds are completely against you. There's no point doing it all.
如果你做了，我跟你讲，做了也是白做。
If you to do it, you say it's pointless doing it at all.
整个过程只有困难，没有好处。
The whole process is laden with problems and no benefits.
这样的工作你要不要做？
Would you like to do it?
如果你这样讲的话，当然没有人，肯定没有人要做这个工作。
If you to ask in this manner, who on earth want to do it?
岂不是自讨苦吃吗？
Isn't it almost like shooting yourself in the foot?
可是神对以西结呢，我们看到就是这么的坦白。
However, this was the sort of honesty that God had with Ezekiel.
神对以西结说：“人子啊，我差你往悖逆的国民以色列那里去，他们是悖逆我的，他们跟他们的列祖呢都违背我，直到今日，这众子面无羞耻，心里刚硬。”
He said, Son of man, I'm sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that's rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me to this very day. The people to whom I'm sending you are obstinate and stubborn.
神对以西结简单来说就是这些人是绝对不会听你的。
God told Ezekiel that these people will not listen at all.
这些人连神他们都反抗，更不用说神的使者。
They won't even listen to God, let alone his prophets.
所以神还形容他们为什么？为荆棘，为棘藜，为蟹子。
God likened them to thorns and thistles.
这些人呢是带着刺的。
These people had thorns on them.
以西结呢是会受到伤害的。
Ezekiel was bound to be hurt.
神还继续说，这以色列家是不肯听从你，因为他们不肯听从我。原来以色列全家呢都是额间心硬的人。
God also said, "You must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious."
耶和华还形容他们为悖逆之家。
God described them as a rebellious nation.
所以总的来说呢，我们看到神基本上是告诉以西结，他这次的任务呢是会绝对彻底失败的。
Summing up, God was telling Ezekiel that this task was a definite failure.
你可以想象，如果你是一个讲员。
You can imagine if you are a speaker.
你是一个负责传信息的人。
You are a messenger.
你传信息，你讲的时候呢，没有人愿意听，没有人愿意理。
When you speak, no one bothers to listen.
这是最大的悲哀。
That's the greatest failure.
可是神却坦白地告诉以西结了。
However, God was being honest to Ezekiel.
这就是以西结所要面对的下场。
This was his task for Ezekiel.
这就是神所托付给他的任务。
This was what he this was a responsibility that he gave Ezekiel.
而这个托付的过程呢，这个就是第一个大的重点。神对以西结是完全的坦白。
This is the first point that God was being very forthcoming with Ezekiel.
那表面上看起来呢，这个神对以西结这么的坦白呢，这足以让以西结有很好的理由来拒绝这个任务。
Now, logically speaking, God's honesty andIt was enough for Ezekiel to reject this responsibility.
因为这些人呢都是悖逆的人。
They were a stubborn group of people anyway.
他们是绝对不会接受以西结的话，绝对不会听神的信息。
They will not listen to Ezekiel or God's message.
所以以西结又何必过去那边自讨没趣呢？
Now what's the point of Ezekiel speaking to them?
不如就提早放弃，还可以省下一些车马费。
Why not give up from the start? At least could save on the transportation.
其实我当我读神对以西结这么的坦白的时候呢，我心里也是这么想的。
After reading about God's task for Ezekiel, I thought likewise.
尤其是读到最后的那一句。
Especially when I read the last verse.
最后的句说：“我来到这个提勒亚比，往加巴鲁河边贝鲁的那里，到他们所住的地方，在他们中间，他说什么？我在他们中间悠悠闷闷地坐了七日。
I came to the exiles who lived at Tel Abib near the Kebar River, and there where they were living, I sat among them for 7 days, deeply distressed.
我在想，以西结何苦到那边啊，这么悠悠闷闷地来做这份差事
？I was thinking, instead of carrying out the task with so much worry, why not just give up?
不如一早就辞了就算了吗
？Just give up from the start.
而这个托付过程呢，我们却看到了这第二个重点。
However, there is the second point to this responsibility.
神所托付的呢，是一个命令，以西结是没有选择的。
Ezekiel did not have a choice when God called him because this was a command.
我们可能以为哇，这些以色列人这么悖逆。
We might think that this stubbornness of the Israelites.
这是一个很好拒绝这个任务的理由嘛，对吗
？This was reason enough for Ezekiel to refuse the task.
可是经文却三次的提到这个重点。
However, the passage brought up the same point three times.
他说，不管以色列人是怎么样的一种反应。不管这个信息是会成功会失败，以西结都必须完成他的任务。
Regardless of the Israelites' reactions, regardless of the result, this was something that Ezekiel had to do.
他说，不管他们是听或者是不听，必须知道他们中间有了先知。
And whether they listen or fail to listen, for their rebellious people, they will know that a prophet has been among them.
不管他们是听或者是不听，你只管把我的话告诉他们。
You must speak my words to them, and whether they listen or fail to listen, they are rebellious.
你往你本国被掳的子民那里去，他们是或听或者是不听，你都要跟他们说，告诉他们这是主耶和华说的。
Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen.
听或者是不听。
To listen or not.
听或者是不听。
To listen or not.
听或者是不听
to listen or not to listen.
神三次的告诉以西结，不管以色列是什么样的反应，听或者是不听，以西结都必须把他的话讲出来。
Now God said the same thing to Ezekiel three times. It doesn't matter how many times how the Israelites react to it. God was still required. Ezekiel was still required to carry out the task.
对于有病的人来说，医生的责任就是把药给他。
Now, a doctor's responsibility is to administer the medicine to the patient.
对于有罪的人来说呢，就是要把话，神的话给他。
A prophet's responsibility is to pass on God's message to the sinners.
所以不管是听或者是不听，这根本是不重要的。
It's irrelevant whether or not they listen to Ezekiel.
当然，如果那个人是愿意听的话，那对那个讲的人来说呢，当然就很有成就感。
If the person listens, there's a sense of self-satisfaction for the speaker.
作为一个牧师，作为一个讲道的人，我当然希望讲道的时候每个人都听得进去。
As a pastor, I definitely hope that people will listen to my sermons.
不过就算是没有人听，还是得讲。
However, if no one listens to my sermon, I still have to preach it.
因为听不听，这个是以色列人的责任。
Whether or not to listen, that's the responsibility of the Israelites.
可是讲或不讲，这却是以西结的责任。
Speak or not, that's Ezekiel's responsibility.
所以神就对以西结说：“人子啊，你要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆，像那悖逆之家，你要开口吃我给你吃的，赐给你的。”
Hence God said to Ezekiel, "But you, son of man, listen to what I have to say to you. Do not rebel like the rebellious people. Open your mouth and eat what I give you."
以西结是没有选择的。
Ezekiel had no choice.
如果以西结不接受这个任务，那他就悖逆，像那悖逆的以色列人一样。
If he did not accept this task, he would be like the rebellious Israelites.
所以以西结必须顺服。
Therefore, Ezekiel had to submit to God.
不管以色列人是听或者是不听，以西结都必须传达神的信息。
Whether or not Israelites listen, Ezekiel had to deliver the message.
以上的两个重点呢，给我个人有很大的一个启发。
The two points that I just mentioned gave me a huge inspiration.
不管是在敬拜施工也好，或者是在区会的活动也好，我往往都需要人站出来，服侍人。
Whether it's in the worship ministry, cell activities, I often need people to step up to serve in the church.
有的时候为了让人更容易来接受这个任务呢，难免有时候讲的时候会把这个工作美化一点。
At times, in order for someone to accept the responsibility more readily, I would have to beautify the task a little bit.
少提一些困难，多讲一些好话，对不对？
I would speak less of the issues and mention more of the positives.
总会把理想的这个成果呢摆出来，说哎，让我们一起来为这个美好的将来我们努力，好吧？
I'll bring up the benefits of such and say, let's work for a better future.
可是教会事工呢，本来就不是一种一帆风顺的事情。
However, the work in the church is not always plain sailing.
有些人会拒绝改变。
Some people are resistant to change.
有些人是性格孤僻的。
Some people are withdrawn.
悖逆的人，这绝对不是以色列人的专利。
A rebellious nature is not just a characteristic of the Israelites only.
今天的经文呢，这两个重点呢，提醒了我。
From the two points raised in this passage, I have been reminded.
我首先呢，必须坦白。
I have to be forthcoming.
坦白承认，有时候事工呢，就是只有付出是没有回报的。
Honestly accepting that some responsibilities only include sacrifices and no benefits.
坦白承认说，有时候你觉得做的越殷勤、越勤奋，反对你的声浪、反抗你的声浪反而越激烈。
Honestly accepting that times the more diligent you are, the more resistance you get.
坦白承认说，有时候人的问题，我们做事工就是人的问题呢，就像历史的包袱，就像根深蒂固的思想一样，你是没有办法下手解决的。
Accepting the fact that people opinions are deeply ingrained and difficult to change.
有的时候呢，你只能坐在那里，长年累月的陪伴，还有一种愚公移山的那种耐心。
You can only manage this with a lot of patience and understanding.
不过这些的坦白的承认呢，却不是一种拒绝做这些事工的理由。
But this truth is not a basis of rejecting the task.
今天的经文提醒了我说，不管人是听或者是不听，该讲的还是得讲。
Passage reminds me that whether or not people listen, I still have to say what I have to say.
该说的还是得说。
I have to say what I need to say.
因为教会的事工，不论是成功还是失败，该做的是神所托付的，该做的就应该做。
As for serving in church, regardless of the result, if it's God's calling, we have to do it.
有时候也许我就是得向人坦白说教会的事工的实际情况。
I have to be forthcoming with people about the situation in church.
不过我也必须表明说，该做的我们没有选择，教会该做的就按着神的旨意来做。
But when it comes to things that we have to do, we do not have a choice but to follow.
那以上两个重点听起来好像很惨哦。
Two points mentioned earlier sound rather depressing.
哦，这个工作又困难。
The task is difficult.
工作困难，可是又不可以拒绝。
Yet there's no way of rejecting it.
难道神的事工就是这么痛苦的事情吗
？Is doing God's work really that difficult?
还好我从今天的经文里面呢，领悟了第三个重点。
Thankfully, there's a third point from the message which I understood.
任务虽然是困难的
，the more difficult the task,
神却会好好的预备他的仆人。
The more that God will prepare the servant for this task.
以西结绝对不是一个人自己。要来担这整个担子。
Ezekiel did not bear the burden of this responsibility alone.
他是靠着神的力量来完成他的工作。
But with reliance on God's strength.
从今天的经文里面，我们看到神是如何的来鼓励以西结。
In this passage, we can see how God encourages Israel.
他说：“人子啊，虽有荆棘和棘藜在你那里，你又住在这个蟹子中间，不要怕他们。”
And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words.
也不要怕他们的话，他们虽然是悖逆之家，也不要怕他们的话，也不要因他们的脸色惊慌。
Do not be afraid, through briars and thorns are all around you and live among scorpions. Do not be afraid of what they say or be terrified by them, though they are rebellious people.
我们看到在这里这段一个经节里面呢，神就已经四次的来安慰、来鼓励以西结。
We've seen in this passage how God repeatedly told Israel not Ezekiel not to be afraid or terrified.
不要怕，不要惊慌。
Do not be afraid. Do not be anxious.
纵使以西结的对象是如何的悖逆，如何的多有多少的刺，以西结都有神的鼓励、神的安慰。
Now, no matter how resistant or stubborn Israelites are.Ezekiel had the encouragement and comfort from God.
看啊，我使你的脸硬过他们的脸，我使你的额硬过他们的额，我使你的额像金刚钻，比火石更硬。他们虽然是悖逆之家，你不要怕他们。
But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of or terrified by them, though they are rebellious people.
神给以色列力量，神给以西结勇气。
God not only gave me strength, gave Ezekiel strength, but courage as well.
神要以西结比这些人悖逆的人的脸皮呢还要厚。
God wanted Ezekiel to be more thick-skinned than these Israelites.
我以前不知道什么叫做硬着头皮来做事情哦。
Previously, I did not understand what it means to summon your courage to do something.
现在我明白了。
Now I do very well.
原来神还可以使以西结的这个额呢硬过他们的额。
God could make Ezekiel as hardened as the Israelites were.
我使你的额像金刚钻，像火石，比火石还要硬。
I'll make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint.
所以神会使以西结的这个毅力比以色列人的悖逆还要强。
God could enable Ezekiel's perseverance to triumph over Israelites' stubbornness.
神会使以西结有这个厚的脸皮，硬的头皮。
God made Ezekiel thick skin and full of perseverance.
我们可以想象这样的一种使者呢，是挡也挡不住的，他就是硬硬来的。
Can you imagine there's no way of stopping Ezekiel.
这样的一个人呢，的确就是这种悖逆之家的克星。
Ezekiel is indeed the bane of a rebellious nation.
神不但是使以西结有勇气，他还给了他这种过人的毅力。
God not only gave Ezekiel courage, but also perseverance.
神还做了一个最重要的一个预备。
God also made the most important preparation.
神让以西结亲自的来体会神所要托付给他的信息。
God allowed Ezekiel to experience the message entrusted to him.
我们知道以西结他不是这个吃药的人。
We know that Ezekiel was not the one eating the medicine.
他其实是负责喂药的人。
Instead, he's the one responsible for prescribing it.
可是神却要以西结自己先吃下这个信息。
However, God instructed Ezekiel to eat the message first.
他说：“人子啊，我吃我给你赐给你的这个书卷，充满你的肚腹。”
Then he said, "Son of man, eat the scroll I'm giving you to fill your stomach with it."
还有跟我说，人子啊，我所对你说的一切话，你要心里领会，耳中听闻。
He said to me, "Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you."
所以在这个以西结负责喂药之前呢，他要自己先试这个药。
God wanted the person prescribing the medicine to first taste it.
传这个忠言的人呢，他必须自己先领会这个忠言。
The messenger had to first understand the meaning, the words of advice.
果然，以西结吃了呢，他心中觉得其甜如蜜。
Subsequently, Ezekiel ate it and tasted like honey in the mouth.
虽然良药苦口，忠言逆耳。
Though the medicine is bitter, but good news are pleasing to the ear. Though medicine is bitter, the truth hurts.
可是以西结呢，却能够体会得到这个信息，它是如何的可贵，如何的重要。
Ezekiel was able to understand the gravity and value of this message.
就像诗篇里面是如何赞美耶和华的律法是如何的甜蜜。
Just like how God's law is being praised often in the book of Psalms.
所以当你真正领会得到这个神的话的时候呢，神的话虽然严厉，可是对人却是有帮助的。
Yet, when you understand its command, even if the message might be stern, it is ultimately beneficial.
所以以西结要亲自的来体会这一点。
Ezekiel was first able to understand the message.
这就是神预备他最大的帮助。
This was the most significant step in God preparing him to face the Israelites.
我们可以明白一个最好的售货员呢，是怎么样的一个售货员？就是真正相信那个产品的售货员。
Now the best salesmen are those that truly believe in the product.
同样的呢，最好的先知就是那个真正相信并且珍惜这个信息的先知。
Similarly, the best prophets are those that truly believe and treasure the value of the message they bring.
所以纵使有再多的阻拦，再多的难处，
No matter how many obstacles and problems there were,
以西结呢，他一定会不顾一切的把这个可贵的信息呢传达出去。
Ezekiel was determined to deliver this message.
其实不但是古时候的这些先知，他们蒙神的呼召。
Early day prophets and believers are not the only ones that have been called by God.
初期教会的使徒们呢，也不是只有他们蒙呼召。
Early believers, they're not the only ones called by God.
其实我们每一个人作为基督徒呢，都蒙神来做神的使者。
Each and every one of us are called to be messengers for God.
神是如何托付这个使命给我们的呢？
Just like how God was able to task
神是如何的托付这个使命给以西结，神也是如何的托付这个使命给我们每一个这个跟随耶稣的人。
Just like how God was able to task Ezekiel of the responsibility, God is able to call on every follower of Christ.
这个托付的过程呢，其实都包含了这三个重点。
This process includes the three points from today's sermon.
第一呢，神对我们是坦白的。
Firstly, God's words are forthcoming.
从《使徒行传》里面，我们就已经知道这个传福音的工作呢是困难的。
From experience, you know that evangelism is difficult.
传这个抗拒还有悖逆的心呢，早和这个福音工作呢，一直以来呢都是连在一起的。
Rejection and stubbornness obstacles that we are already aware of.
神的话是坦白的。
God's words are honest.
第二呢，神的话也是命令。
Secondly, God's call is a command.
听或不听，这是人家的责任。
Whether to listen or not, that's the responsibility of the listener.
不过讲跟不讲呢，却是你我的责任。
It's the speaker's responsibility to speak or not to speak.
当然，传福音的方式呢，每个人都有不同。
Of course, everybody has a different style of evangelism.
可是传福音的整个工作呢，我们知道这绝对是教会的责任。
However, evangelism is a mandate of the church.
神没有给我们选择。
We're not given a choice by God.
有病的人，我们就要给他吃药。
We give medicine to the sick.
有罪的人，我们就要给他神的话。
We give God's advice to sinners.
神的话是坦白的。
God's words are honest.
神的话是命令。
And it's a command.
可是虽然这个任务是不容易的，神却好好的预备了我们。
Lastly, even though the task might not be easy, God adequately prepares us for that.
神最好的预备是什么呢？
What's God's preparation?
神最好的预备就是让我们自己亲身体验这个福音的美好。
And the preparation of God is to give us a taste of the goodness beforehand.
这个药虽然是苦的，可是我们却体会得到这个药的疗效的时候，我们知道它是甘甜的。
The medicine may be bitter and difficult to swallow at the start, but the effects are beneficial.
忠言虽然逆耳。可是遵行神的话的人，昼夜思想的人，他就像树栽在溪水旁，叶子不枯干，按时候结果子。
Blessed is one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Ever they do prosper.
所以我们会爱这个福音，因为它美好。
We love this passage because of its beauty.
我们也爱传讲这个福音。
And we love telling people about it.
所以让以西结今天的这个呼召呢，成为我们每一个人的忠言。
May what we learn about Ezekiel's calling today become our encouragement.
提醒我们在这个传福音的事工上呢，继续的努力，继续的加油。
Reminding us to strive continuously in our respective ministries.
让我们来祷告。我们在天上的父，我们满心感谢你，因为你对我们坦白，你也给了我们这个使命。可是你没有离弃我们，你与我们同在，鼓励着我们，叫我们不要害怕，也不断地告诉我们，你让我们体会这福音的美好。祷告奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen. Let us respond to the word of God with offering.